With Vrbo's last-minute deals, you can save over $50 on your spring getaway. So whether it's a mountain escape, city break, or a week at the beach, there's still time to get great discounts. Book your next stay now.
Average savings, $72. Select homes only.
At the Funny Bone this weekend, and tickets are going fast. Omaha.funnybone.com. Couple of shows on Friday, couple of shows on Saturday. Dan Soder is joining us. Welcome.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Right. Good, man. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it, brother.
Talking a lot about childhood today. What kind of kid were you? You grew up in suburban Denver? Am I right?
Yeah, I grew up in Aurora.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you a nerd, a jock?
No, I think I was a poser until about 15, and then I became a pothead.
Okay.
So I went from hanging out with the skaters. Yeah. I liked them because they had cigarettes.
Right.
And then, but I didn't want to do any skateboard moves because I was too uncoordinated. And then, you know, like rode like a BMX bike around.
Right.
And then, 15 started just being that guy that made weed his personality.
Okay.
Yeah.
But were you always a funny guy?
I was in the hallway a lot. I got kicked out in the hallway a lot.
But you went to college. You were an Arizona guy, right? We talked about this before.
I found a couple of loopholes that they let me in with like a 2.5 GPA.
Oh, man. Yeah. I found they did that for Arizona State as well.
Oh, no. Yeah. Arizona State, what's funny is I was just smart enough to go to U of A, so then I just trashed everyone at ASU for being dumb as hell.
And that's fair. I'll take that.
Yeah, because U of A is...
That's the most American thing you can do is whoever's directly below you, you make fun of them. You know?
Correct.
Yeah, we do that here. Dan Soder with us. A couple shows tomorrow night at Funny Bone in Omaha. A couple shows on Saturday. Dan, I know Todd's got a question about your
wife. I don't
know
how much of this you can discuss because I think their non-disclosure agreement is pretty harsh, but I'm cheering on your lovely fiance, Katie Nolan, in the Celebrity Jeopardy. Have they wrapped up the filming yet? Can you even say if they've done that?
Well, her episode aired on Tuesday, so it's obvious she is not moving on.
You blew it for Todd. Todd saves these, man.
I'm not caught up.
I'm glad you blew it.
Oh, well, dude, first off, number one, as a Jeopardy fan that watches it on DVR,
right.
It comes with the cost of knowing you're going to get stuff spoiled.
Right.
Because the King Ding, I don't know if you've been watching his run on regular Jeopardy.
Jamie Ding.
Jamie Ding?
Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for him.
I mean, one of the greatest champs of all time, Jamie Ding.
Yeah, he won like 30 games.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not caught up. And that his run ended, and I was like, damn, that sucks.
He grew on me. I started liking him at the end.
Yeah, and I ruined it. And I did the same thing what I just did to you, to a bartender at the Stand in New York City who loves Jeopardy. And I was like, "Hey, did you see the news? Jamie Ding got knocked off." He's like, "No, man, I was watching it on DVR, and I was like, damn, dude, I really screwed that up."
Well, you knew your fiance got knocked off ahead of time, right? Also,
we knew about it. I knew about it. It's the closest I've ever been to being married to a UFC, it's like almost like being married to a boxer or a UFC fighter, where you're like, I show up dressed up, and then they either beat ass or get their ass beat, and then I'm like, oh, it's okay, baby.
Okay, so she is allowed to tell you,
As her corner man, I do need to know immediately.
Yeah, and how do you help her prepare?
And how do you keep quiet about it?
I keep quiet about it just because I got respect, I got love for the game until it airs, and I don't want to make her mad. But, how we prepare is we watch Jeopardy, or we'll watch like Tournament of Champions, one of the hard ones, and then.
Right.
But dude, she preps by like learning, like she learned every country and every capital. She was learning rivers. She was learning like stuff that I'm like, man, I can't retain that, because of all the pot talk.
I'll watch.
So she's the one with the pink squishy brain that can still hold knowledge.
Yeah. Well, you're right, because if you study all that stuff, that doesn't mean you're going to get that question. I never understood.
Yeah, not the All-Star Tournament, but when she did Celebrity Jeopardy the first time, there was a moment where she's just nasty at word categories, and they hit. they hit a word category, and I really felt like Woody Harrelson in White Men Can't Jump. I was like, oh, she's in the zone. I watched her go off on words that start with the letter Q.
Right.
Let me give you a little Jeopardy watching tip here.
Dan Soder with us.
Dan Soder is at the Funny Bone, omaha.funnybone.com. You got to stay like within 5 days. You got to be less than 5 days behind, because a lot of times Weather Guy will interrupt Jeopardy, or Breaking News will interrupt Jeopardy.
Yes.
And that way, Hulu hangs on to them for only 5 days. So you got to keep within five
days. That's good advice.
Yeah.
I like that. And I think we're close to catching up. So I will stay at least 5 days out.
Yeah. Right. That's my recommendation.
I think that's a pro tip. I like that pro tip.
And I'm sorry to hear about Katie, and I'm sorry I'm not caught up.
It's all right. Yeah. It's all right. She'll get them one day. We're going to go back into fight camp and get her ready for the next time.
Good.
Would you ever do it? You're famous.
No. Hell no. I'm too stupid, man. I'm way too stupid.
They should do stupid Jeopardy. They really should. Dan, you're also, we loved you in Billions. I know your main job and what you love is stand-up comedy, but would you act again if you got a great role like that?
You know, I think at this point, man, acting is just like if there's like a cool role that my and there's like a cool show and my like I'm on Tires coming up.
You're on Tires with Shane.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be out in August on Netflix.
Okay.
I'm in a couple episodes of that, but man, it's just kind of like. You know, it's funny. It was when I was doing Billions, I really saw the split in the road where they were like, hey, you could become a full-time cast member. And I was like, well, what does that mean? And they were like, well, we control your schedule. And I was like, nah, man.
Yeah.
There's too many mall comedy clubs that I need to work, you know?
Do you still get a lot of finance bros that come up to you because of that?
No, not at all. I've weeded them out. Weeded them out.
Good.
I hated that part, and then they saw my act, and they were like, oh, this isn't the show. And you're like, yeah, later, losers. So.
But you did learn a little bit about the world of finance just from doing it for a while.
Yeah, I learned white dudes love fleece if they work in the finance area. It's like, I'm from Colorado, so I thought it was just for hiking and eating trail mix.
Right.
I didn't know it was for stealing from the poor so that you could afford to live.
Dollar Bill was always rocking the fleece vest on that show, wasn't he?
By the way.
No, all of them were. And you know how many, dude, if I saw a dude in a fleece vest approaching, I knew exactly what he was going to talk to me about.
But on top of the fun, you're right, that was just such a great show. So you're right. If you're anything else might not be that good if you ever did something else.
I mean, my God, man, it was such a good show, and it was such like a cool show to be a part of. And like being like part of like a major machine.
Yeah.
It was really cool. But it was like, what a cool experience. I'm not like counting on ever doing something like that again. But if it happened, I wouldn't be mad, because that was a cool ass job that I got. Hey, man, I got health insurance for 7 years. Yeah. So that was sick.
That's seven seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, great, seven seasons.
DanSoder.com for dates around the country in case you're
you and Katie set a date yet?
No, we haven't yet, but it's just because we're both working. We're kind of just thinking about going to the courthouse and pissing everyone off.
That'd be great.
Does she know more about sports? Does she know more about sports than you? She probably does, right?
It depends on it. Okay. Yeah, she knows more about hockey than me. I'm not a hockey guy.
Right.
I know a lot more about the NFL, and I know a lot more about the history of sports, of certain sports. But she smokes me on, like, players' names, how to pronounce them properly.
Yeah. Well, that's a weed thing, too. Right, yeah.
Yeah, but it's awesome, man. It's just, like, the greatest thing in the world to have a wife that loves sports. It's just, I'm sorry for the guys that hate it. I don't know how you do it. It's just, like, the Giants played I'm a huge San Francisco Giants fan. Okay. We played the Dodgers last night at 10, and she came in the room. She was like, hey, I put it on. I was in the office. She was like, I put on the Dodgers-Giants in the living room just so we could hear it while we were doing our stuff. And I was like, man, what a move. What an ass. She's like, Joey's
pitching. Keeper.
I was like, God, I love you.
Yeah. Well, Dan, you've been great, man. Have fun this weekend. Next time in town, try to get in early and hang out in the studio with us. That'd be kind of cool. But
thanks for having me on, guys. You guys have a good one.
Right. Dan Soder, Funny Bone this weekend. Thank you, brother. Take care, man.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, have a good weekend. Bye now.